Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Rising Sisters podcast. This week, I'm so excited to be interviewing the beautiful Alana Dutrum, who is the founder of The Grounded Minds. And if you don't know what that is, then you're about to find out. And so what Alana does, and I'll get her to share very shortly, but she has actually personally designed affirmation cards. And again, if you don't know what affirmation cards are, then you're about to find out. So I'm really excited to have you on here and to really hold space for you to share your story with us today.
Oh, thanks, Sophia. It's a privilege. I'm excited to be here. I've had a little listen to the podcast and I just love the whole concept of, you know, women bringing each other up. It's so nice.
Yeah, 100%. That is everything I'm for. And, you know, you coming on here was, it just really excited me. And so I'll share a little backstory as to how I found you. So by the time this is up, everyone will already know that I'm currently running a giveaway over on my Instagram page. And so I reached out to Alana because I was wanting to put together unique pieces for this giveaway, but also things that I really incorporate into my everyday. And so for me, affirmations have been a really big part of my journey in coming home to myself and really removing the deconditioning from the outside world and really coming home to my own truth. And so yeah, affirmations were a really big part. And like I said, I wanted really unique pieces. I didn't want to be giving away something that everyone had already had. And so I found Alana on Instagram and I reached out and she was so, so giving to be able to give us a set of cards to gift to you all. So whoever ends up receiving these, I'm just so, so excited for them. But yeah, like let's get into things. So tell us about, you know, what was the startup? Like, what was your motive to go and create this company for yourself and especially this particular product?
Oh my gosh, it's such a big question. I don't even know where to start. I think that I truly believe that we all have our own passion in a sense. I'm going to say curiosity, and we've got to follow our curiosity as much as we can. And I'm such a big believer in just jumping in and giving things a go. And I think that for me, like we were just having this discussion before we started, that being in Melbourne last year, our COVID restrictions were really strict. So we were feeling it for a long time. So there was a lot of months of just being completely by ourselves, and it really forced a lot of people to look inward and really change how they viewed the world. And there was a really big shift for me, and I'm also going through my Saturn return, so I think that that is another big shift that's happening too. And yeah, I just kind of felt so connected to myself in a different way, and the only way I can describe it is that I found peace. And I'm such a busy person, and I run another business, and it's my full-time thing. And I've always been quite entrepreneurial and like really motivated. And to the extent where sometimes I think people look at me and like, you need to chill out. Like, no, it's fine. I'm loving it. Like,
I totally get that. I totally get that. Like for a little while, I've been like really held on like one, like my online business, my affiliate marketing business. That's always been like my number one. And that will still continue to be like my backbone. However, because like I get it, like we're so passionate about life and we really do live in a world where there are so many different things that we can do. And I feel like, especially yourself, you feel that real heart-centered purpose in this world to, you know, lead in a way and bring people together. And like, yeah, I just had to throw that in there. Like, I totally get it. Like, I'm about to launch some really exciting things myself. So I love that you're a multifaceted woman too.
Oh, yeah, we connect. I totally get it. And I think that sometimes we can feel a little bit scattered or like, do I have one purpose? Do I have to follow that? And for me, that's been singing for like my whole life. And then in my early 20s, I had this moment where I realized there's more that I can do and there's more that I can share. And I feel like I've kind of just thrown all of it into a basket, and I built a music school here in Melbourne, which is amazing. But a really big part of my coaching as a music teacher kind of turns into a bit of life coaching. And I find that I'm always helping my students just to follow their dreams and to break down their fears and to like just jump over the hurdle that they didn't think that they could. And I know that in my heart that these cards have always been there, but I think I just needed to stop for a minute and find them. And I feel like they found me. And I also feel like they knew that I was someone who was going to share them. Like if I have an idea and I feel like really strongly about it and my intuition's like, you got to do it, you got to do it, then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. It's calling me. So the only way I can describe these cards is that I channeled them, and I truly believe that I did. And I feel like you're nodding because you understand what I mean. Sometimes it sounds a bit woo-woo, but I don't know where they came from.
Honestly. I love that so much. I literally can't stop smiling right now. Like the fact that you said, you know, it wasn't about you finding these cards, like they found you. I just think that is like beyond, like, I can't even describe that. Like what an incredible feeling. And so with that, like, have you always been in some way connected to affirmations? Like, was it something that you were already doing as a daily practice yourself? Like, how did you kind of get into affirmations?
Well, you know, when you have those moments, actually, I listened to one of your podcasts and I think that you would relate to this, but it's like when you look back on your childhood and you go, hey, like that was there, that was always there. Yeah. And for me, like I've always loved journaling, writing things down. Like I really started as a songwriter and that was my main thing, but I've got like big journals from all of my teenage years and I just like write like, you can do this. Like I would always be in front of the mirror and I would be like doing mirror work, but I didn't even know that was a thing. Or I used to have this huge, like my whole wall in front of my bed, and it said, it was like A4 pieces of paper, and like on each A4 there was a different word. It was like thoughts become things. And so I just think that I've always in the back of my mind been so associated with like positive thoughts and trying to, you know, really give those energy over the negative ones. And you know, the more that we grow, the more that I'm doing like shadow work or like working on my inner child or all that sort of thing, I realize it's important to always like face some of those demons. But if every day we can empower the positive thoughts, you just see such a shift. And for it to be reborn for me, and last year I started a gratitude journal, and it was the beginning of a really beautiful new connection with myself. And I just started writing my gratitude, and then I just kept writing, and it would be like my morning pages or just, you know, just journaling really. And just, this is how I'm feeling today. Like there's something I'm learning. But one day I sat there and I started reading them back, and I hadn't for months. I'd like done like two books, and I was like, I haven't read these back. And some of the things I wrote, I was like, hey, like these are actually really nice. And I shared them with like a friend of mine. I said, hey, like, this is pretty good. It's just like, this is beautiful. And this is really cool. And I knew that I had this like little urge to do e-commerce because I've always done service based business. And I just wanted to explore that. And so last year in, I don't know, October, we launched Grounded Minds, and I designed all the cards and did all of the illustrations, which was fun, but it really felt organic for me. It didn't feel like something that I had to force. It just was a thing, and I was so proud of it. Like I genuinely loved it. And I think that I've been a part of so many different creative projects or like trying to record my own music and share it, and felt like I needed influence from other people. But these cards had no influence. Like I honestly had never bought affirmation cards before. I just kind of created it myself in a way. And I wouldn't even say that all of them are affirmations. Like there are mantras in there. There are just like pockets of wisdom, things really that are going to make you start digging a little bit deeper. So that's probably one of the biggest things I want people to take away from it. It's like, just think a little bit deeper in your day. Like sometimes we surface the whole day and we get to the end of it and go like, what did I do today? Like what was there of meaning? And I just think that since I've found like digging into my own soul and like my own subconscious and asking questions I wouldn't have asked, I just feel a better connection with myself, which means I can show up every day as a better version of myself and hopefully impact and inspire other people.
Oh my God. I love this so, so, so much. Like when I obviously reached out to you about the giveaway, you know, I just felt this massive pull, and I knew there was more to just reaching out. And that's when I said to you, I was like, I think it was actually maybe a couple of days later. I can't remember. I didn't ask you straight away, but it was a little bit later. And I was like, oh my God, like, you have got to come on the podcast. Like, I wanted you to come on here and really share this with the world, because I just think there is so much wisdom to, you know, not even like, you know, you didn't even surrender. Like you said, this really just found you. It was a matter of just being, if anything. You know, I love a friend of mine the other day. He was like, you know, we're not human doings, we're human beings. And you've just been living your life, and, you know, these cards found you, and now you're on this mission, and you're, you know, I've seen like the amount of people that you're helping. Like, if everyone wants to go and find you on Instagram, like, everyone needs to go and check your page out. I believe it's at Grounded Minds. Is that correct on Insta?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. I'll leave all those anyways in the show notes for people to find you at the end. But I just think, you know, it's so often that we are in this world and we're always trying to find things. And I am the biggest believer of just not so much sitting back and doing nothing, but really, you know, I have such a strong faith in the universe. And so for me, I'm just like, cool, like, especially when it comes to human design as well. So I'm a generator. And so what that means for me is that I really am here to raise the vibrations of the world, but also I'm not out there to do. Like, what's good for me is really waiting and letting the universe drop different things into my pathway and to follow what feels good. And so, yeah, like, I can see how for you, these have just dropped in your pathway, and now you're on your way to creating so much beautiful success with these. And it wasn't from a place of, oh, I should start an e-commerce store, or, oh, I need another form of income. It was really passion led, which I just find so, so beautiful. So thank you for sharing that part of your journey with us.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I would love to know from you, what is the vision for Grounded Minds? What is the long-term vision? So obviously you started in October last year, and from what I can tell, it's gotten quite successful quite quickly, which is super exciting. So yeah, I'd love for you to share with us, like, if whatever you can share with us, what is your vision for it?
Do you know, I just want to go into this project with complete ease. Like, I don't have like, oh, it needs to do this, it needs to do that. I think I just want to, like you said before, like, let things drop in when they do. I have a new deck that I've made, which I hopefully will have out this year, and it's
so exciting.
Yeah, it's like all about manifestation, which is something I'm really passionate about, but yeah, just kind of like in my own way. And that in has also just kind of fallen out of me, and it just happened. It takes me a lot of time actually to make the cards. So
I bet, like, yeah. you have a like you've created every single one of these yourselves. Like, yes. For those listening, and if you haven't had a look at Alana's cards before, then every single one of them have their own unique design, and they are so beautiful. Like, I can't even, like, what type of artwork would you call it?
I don't even know. It's quite abstract. I think that, like, I started with one line drawing. So all of the drawings on the Happy Thoughts deck, they're all just one line. And I literally didn't even have an iPad. So I just had big, like, sheets of paper and a big marker, and I was just sitting at home drawing them. So they're like actually hand drawn. And then I scanned them in and I colorized them all. So that, yeah, just like I said, just kind of happened. I don't know. Let my creativity
just flow. Love that. I love that so much. Have you always been into art? I mean, obviously you're into music and that is a form of art, but actual hands-on art, is that something that you've always done, or did it just come to you as well?
I think that my friends would say I've always been creative. Like, I always used to like color in their diaries at school, or I've always loved to draw. I love making people cards. But yeah, my mom is an artist and she's a phenomenal artist. So I think that there's a lot of like input from her, but I absolutely always loved design, like as in, just jumping onto Photoshop and Illustrator. And that's something that, yeah, I've always done. So I think that there's a big influence with that too. That is a bit of second nature for me. Like, even with my business and with Coach Music, that is the music school that I run. We I design all of like the posters and yeah. So I'm definitely, I would say I'm quite creative. I don't know if I'm ready yet to say I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I'm trying to step into that as much as I can, but we'll see. I think, yeah, all of the other illustrations I've done, they're evolving. And I love that too. I think somebody said to me once, it's like, you need to look back at the first thing you created and be a little bit embarrassed because like, maybe I shouldn't have shared that. Like, was that too premature? But if you don't share those things, then you don't get to the next one. And 100%. So I'm such a believer in just, if you've created it and in that moment you're proud of it, share it. And then the next time around, I'll keep getting better and better. Like, yeah, my illustrations, I feel like they've started to have their own little life. And that's really fun for me. And I have invested in an iPad and that's saving a lot of paper. So that's really good. but yeah, so I'm really excited to launch that. And then I've got some collaborations that I'm working on too. But I don't know. I think that really forever, even pursuing music and even through music school and all of the things that I do, like my core is that I just have always felt like I want to inspire people and I want to lead a life that is full of inspiration. And that's just been like my calling forever. And whatever that form is, I think it will forever change and I'm okay with that. But yeah, I think that that's kind of the mission. So we'll just have to see what happens, but I'm very excited for whatever is in store for me.
I love that so much. And I can totally relate with what you're saying about, you know, sometimes, like, I mean, with anything really, we just have to start no matter how scared we might be or, you know, and no one starts perfect either. And that was like me with this podcast. I remember my first ever episode, I was like, I already knew. I was like, okay, cool. Like, we're just going to do this and it might not be perfect, but we're going to do it. And, you know, I did it. And even coming back for season two, because I actually took quite a long break from my podcast at the start of this year, and I've only just recently started again with it. And, you know, I had a lot come up for me and I was like, oh, do I want to delete my old episodes? Like, they're not, I mean, there is definitely wisdom in them. But you know, just me evolving as a person, I was like, no, like keep those there. Like that is a part of your journey. It's a part of who you are. And it's really beautiful because I actually have a lot of people that still come in and listen to the old episodes. And it's just so beautiful that, you know, people get to grow with us, just like, you know, you're following with your business, you know, everyone's going to keep following you in that journey, especially as that evolves. So I'm so excited that I actually found you and we've connected and I now get to be a part of that journey as well. And oh my God, I'm so excited for your next deck because these are amazing, but God, manifestation's like my language. Like I think my family, like they're at this point where they just get really annoyed at me. Like I swear I use the word manifestation like every minute of the day. And they're like, Sophia, can you just like F off with your manifesting? Like, stop.
No, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Oh, my family is so closed off. So that's a whole other story.
Well, it may be your little light that they need and they'll start to realize and see it
all. Yeah, 100%. I actually thought of a really curly question, so you might need a minute to think about it, but I would love to know what has been the best feedback that you have received since launching this business?
Oh, the best feedback. There's like lots of people have left beautiful reviews on our website and haven't even asked, which is really nice. And I think like the reoccurring theme is that it's helped people to build a happy ritual in their day. And I think that that's probably the best feedback. Especially when there's, you know, more than one or two people, it's like a lot of people saying that they look forward to this and it's like they wake up in the morning and they like choose a card and it makes them dive a little deeper. Like one of our singing teachers the other day said to me, I used it for like a songwriting prompt so just everyone finding their own little ways to use it. But my goal is just to help people to build some sort of ritual in their day. Like that's really important. And I think that's when we savor that time for ourselves, even if it is just 5 minutes, if we can't commit to, you know, 2 hours, that's okay. Like you can do a 5 minute little thing and just stop and breathe and reflect. And yeah, I think maybe that's for me what means the most. It's like I'm actually a part of people's day in a way. And that's really cool.
Yeah, I love that so much. What a beautiful way to, Yeah, just be in this world knowing that every single day someone's got your deck of cards and they're pulling a card. And, you know, it was funny last night, my partner and I, he was just, had a lot coming up for him. And we went down to the ocean and he has his own like manly deck of cards. And, you know, like he pulled a card and that just totally changed like his whole mood. And so, yeah, I'm just so inspired by you. And yeah, you know, like I would love for you to just share like where, if people do want to purchase a deck of your cards, where can they find more info or where can they actually buy them?
Oh, thanks, Sophia. You can purchase them on our website. We're at Grounded Minds, groundedminds.com.au. That's Grounded Minds, if I'm rushing. But yeah, we're on there and I'm sure it should be an easy find. So yeah.
And for people that have never used affirmation cards before, is there a certain way or do you maybe have a ritual that you can even recommend for anyone that's never done anything like that before?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that sometimes it can feel daunting or like you might think that they're tarot cards, which are still really cool, but some people get freaked out. But no, it's just however you want to use it. It's a deck of cards. If you want to knock on it before you start, or you just want to hold it and like put your energy into the deck, you just want to give it a shuffle and like sit for a moment and then close your eyes and choose one. That's usually what I do. But you know, Angus, who's my partner, his grandma just has them sitting there and she's like, the next one is my next day. Like, so she sits them up. But yeah, I think that however you want to use them, some people might choose more than one for the day. And it's like, you know, what is my week this week? And it's what are the things that I need to hold with me? Or like a lot of people say that they choose a card and then that's their mantra for the day. It's something that they have to think about for the next 24 hours until they choose another card. So I think that it's up to you and what feels best for you and follow the feeling always.
Yeah. Honestly, I've said it so many times, but I just love all of this so much. I love every single soul that comes on here. Obviously, I don't just bring anyone on, but this has just been the most uplifting conversation. And I'm just so grateful for you not only coming on here, but just for really following your purpose, because I think, you know, it's a big thing to, you know, just follow your heart sometimes. Like it can be quite scary. And I imagine for you and doing this, you know, there comes an investment as well. And especially being that you already had a business, you know, with your teaching school. And so, you know, having this download of like, oh my gosh, like this is calling me. And like, just following that, like I know from like a personal experience, like it takes courage. So thank you so much for just, yeah, sharing your story, being a light in this world, and just for following your true north. And that really does give so many other people permission to do the exact same. And I'm such a stan for that. So yeah, just giving you so much love and gratitude right now.
Oh my gosh, I feel it. I feel all the love. Thank you so much. And I'm excited for your journey and what you're going to do next. What are your plans?
Oh, good question, my girl. Good question. I honestly have so much. And you know what's really funny? So guys, right now, I don't actually know when this episode's going to come out. This is where I'm at in life. It's going to be a bit spontaneous. Who knows? It could be today. It could be next week. But where I'm at right now is I've just been really rushing through life lately. And it's funny because we were talking about, you know, the importance of slowing down. And so I've had all these downloads coming to me, all these things that I want to do. And now that we've gotten into this little bit of a lockdown, this 3-day lockdown here on the Gold Coast, even just something as simple as that's made me sit back and go, whoa, I actually need to slow down for a minute. There is no rush in life. As long as I'm living each day to the best of what I can and really enjoying every moment, then that's all that really matters. But yeah, I've got some very exciting things coming. We're in July now. And so yeah, I can't share too much just yet, but all will be revealed in the next couple of weeks. But I'm so excited that this giveaway is going to be out. And I'm just, yeah, really excited to see the lucky person that does get these cards. I have to get myself some. So I'm going to go on your website and get some for myself. I like have gotten everything for this giveaway. And I'm like, I want all of this. Like,
these are all the things I like. This giveaway, I should win.
Yeah, literally. Like, I've gotten everything that I love. And even there was an Oracle set that I bought and it came in the mail yesterday. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to keep these. But no, like, everyone's getting what, you know, I've put together. And I will get my own, of course. But yeah, thank you again so much for coming on. One thing, though, I would love before you do switch off is, if you could give yourself any piece of advice like 10 years ago, what would it be? Like, yeah, I always love to like ask people this question. Sometimes I forget, but I just think it's always nice to hear, you know, what you would tell your younger self, because I think so often we forget that that younger self, that child self is within us. And even if it's not your child, it might be you, you know, at the age of 20 or 15, it's like, what's just one piece of wisdom that you would tell yourself?
I think you should always follow the first thing that comes to your mind. And the first thing that came to me was really simple, and it was just love yourself. Mm. And honestly, I think that especially when you're going through 19 to 24, 25, I think there's a big period of time where we are trying to prove ourselves. We're trying to like, well, for me anyway, I remember like, you know, I need to look a certain way. I need to be a certain way. I need to appear like this. And yeah, I feel like if you can truly just really put self-worth first, then you'll be able to magnetize things to you. Like, life will flow as it should, and the right people will come into your life as well. I think we're always searching for the perfect relationship and the perfect friends and like the perfect family, but it's when you in yourself have enough self-worth and you feel so good about who you are every day when you wake up, I think that then all of those things, they don't even matter anymore, because mm-hmm. you start to see all the goodness that's already there. It's like there's relationships you have that are so special. And yeah, like, I think love ourselves, and then you start to see so much gratitude that appears and so much abundance. And yeah, honestly, I think I would just say, girl, just stop for a moment, give yourself some love and give yourself some compassion.
Oh, I love that. Yes, 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 yes to all of that. It's so, so important. And yeah, especially in today's world, you know, I feel like as time goes by, I know, I think things are starting to change, but, you know, and for sure, the more of us that do stand up and speak our voices and share our truth for the good, then, you know, the world could definitely change in a more positive way. But right now, and, you know, especially for like, I know for me personally, growing up, there's always just been this, you know, really judging society. Like, you have to look a certain way or do things a certain way. But yeah, love that. Follow your truth, do what feels good for you, and yeah, give yourself compassion. That's huge as well. Absolutely. I even have to remind myself that still sometimes.
Oh, we do every day, and I'm not perfect. I wake up and I don't love myself sometimes. But I think that the more we practice daily just meditation, or we input things that are going to make us feel a little bit more connected to ourselves, we can stand a bit more in our worth and in our power.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much for coming on here today. I truly am so, so grateful for you sharing your story. And, you know, for everyone listening, make sure you go and give Alana's page at Grounded Minds a follow, and go and get yourself a deck of cards, or maybe wait until the giveaway is over and then go and get yourself some cards just in case you end up being the lucky winner.
Oh, I love it. So thank you. Thanks so much for choosing me to be a part of your giveaway. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to supporting you and watching your journey unfold.
Oh, thanks so much, Queen. I will talk to you all in next week's episode. Chat soon.